Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee. It is hoped that this will be the last one for the year. Thank you for tuning in, and excuse the frog in my throat. As usual, I always ask that you support us, those of you who are listening, financially and emotionally. So thank you, and have a happy new year. Teresa, our secretary, will call the roll.
Okay. Today is January the 6th of 2012. Teresa Allen is present.
20 minutes.
Sorry, my pen has stopped working. Okay.
R-E-I-D.
Okay. Nia Bidiaco.
Present.
Okay. Lydia Brazon.
No, R-E-I-D.
I don't hear Lydia. I do not hear Lydia. Okay. Ifia Wangaza. I do not hear Ifia Wangaza. Marcel Reed? Marcel?
Marcel, present.
Thank you very much. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Thank you, Andrea. Lavarne Williams?
Alexandria.
No. Arlene, Arlene, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay. So I do not hear Lydia Brazon and Afia Wangaza. Thank you, Madam Chair. There you go.
Okay, thank you. And just so we don't mark Lavarne absent, she's not expected to be here. Arlene is here because I invited her to this PD process, just for the record. I mean, you don't have to put in the minutes, but just so you know.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. Lydia's here. Okay. Tonight,
I have to mute on occasion.
Okay. The first item on the agenda is call to order and roll call, which we just did. 1 minute. Second item is approval of agenda, 3 minutes. Third item is approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Four, review PD hire process, 15 minutes. Five, review action items, 5 minutes. And six, the best part is adjourn. And hopefully we will have a good meeting and we will be off of here as we usually are within an hour and on a bad night, hour and a half. Is there any amendments to the agenda?
I do want to ask a question about correspondence that we had from Lavarne Williams on, I think it was, she sent a letter on November 17th. She sent an email, and she sent it to the whole PNB, and she was asking questions. I'm wondering if anybody responded to that. So I'd like to put that on the agenda.
Okay.
Answer that question.
That is out of order for the open session agenda. If you care, when we get to executive session, you may do that. I'm ruling that out of order for now.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
What it pertains to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else to be added to the agenda? Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda, please?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay. Is there any approving the agenda? Okay. Hearing none. All righty. Here we go. Okay. So now we're up to our third item, approval of minutes. And Teresa, the open session minutes that you sent us, everyone has them. So could someone please mute? There's a little scratching going on. Because we have a DJ with us tonight. Scratching.
I didn't hear Afia Wangaza say something, did I?
No, she's not. I didn't. I heard Lydia. Lydia.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just thought it. I thought it was her. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. For the minutes, I'm sorry. For the minutes, Teresa, the December 9th minutes. I read those, and I just have one correction, which is on item number 4, which says M. Reed moved to adjourn. Passed without objection, meeting adjourned at 7:48 p.m. It should be 8:48 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay. What's the date on those minutes?
This you sent these on December 15th, but they're the December 9th meeting.
Okay. Meeting adjourned at what time?
You have 7:48 p.m. I think you were thinking about your time zone.
Right, 8:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay,
right.
Good.
Right. Okay. Does anybody else have anything other than that? Okay. So could I get a motion to...
I move to approve the minutes as amended.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. That's you, Teresa?
I move that we approve the minutes as amended.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none. That's it. Okay, thank you very much. Now, does everybody have the PD evaluation? The PD program director search process. I have evaluation in my brain. Does everybody have that?
Wait, I'm sorry. What is it you're... This is the open session, right?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Arlene,
I don't have anything because I'm walking. I'm not near a computer, but...
Okay. I sent it out to you guys, so maybe we could breeze through this really quickly. For item number one, somehow I think this was in the version that we talked about before, and maybe somehow we missed it. But it's okay. We are where we are right now. And the amendment that I added there is in bold. So as it reads, sorry, but someone would like to read, please. Who would like to read? Nobody? Okay. What it said before that amendment was LSB creates search committee. The PNB recommends that it include a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 11 members. The committee shall consist of LSB members, including paid and unpaid staff members. And this is the language that I think it was Carolyn who had said this last year when we sent it out, and I decided to add it on there because this is what is done here. And it says, and may also include non-LSB listener and staff members. So that's just the language that's being added. So does anybody object to that language? Okay.
Say that again one more time, please.
Okay. It says, and you have a copy of it? And may also include non-LSB listener and staff members. The reason I think this might have been there before, Teresa, because on your search committee in Texas, don't you have non-LSB listener members and staff members on yours? Because I remember you raising it. Teresa?
I'm thinking, you're saying, well, we haven't had a search.
But when you had it.
And you're saying,
or do you not remember saying that?
You're saying we had staff members on the search that were not members of the LSB?
On listener or members or non listener staff members. Okay, that's fine. I just know for sure that Carolyn raised it because here at I, we do have that. So my question is, does anybody object to the language? And may also include non-listener and staff members. Non-listener members. Non-LSB members, I'm sorry.
Yeah, did you send that? Did you send this to us in writing so I can see this?
Yes, you got it. I'll tell you when you got it.
Okay.
We got it January 4th at 8:24 a.m. That's probably my time.
Okay.
It's entitled,
thanks, Arlene.
Amendments to PD Search Process.
Okay.
PD Search Process amended. Oh, wait, that's the documents. It's forward amendments to PD search process.
Okay. Below is the suggested language for paragraph 4. The schedules are bolted. There shall be 2 sets of final interviews, one by any interested paid and unpaid staff, and in parentheses.
There we are, Teresa.
Okay.
That's the right one. If you
right. But open the attachment though.
The attachment.
Okay.
Oh, it says PD search process amended.
Yes.
Okay.
LSB creates search committee. The PNB recommends that it include a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 11 members. The committee shall consist of LSB members, including paid and unpaid staff members, and then you want to add, and may include non-
and may also include non-LSB listener and staff members. I think that was what Carolyn expressed, and I have no problems with that. That's fine with me because she mentioned that, you know, they non-LSB listener members and non-LSB staff members can give good input. So I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody object to that?
This is Lydia. I don't like the whole amendment, so I don't know at what point I object. So.
Okay. Is there any other objection?
Well, I would like to hear Lydia's objection to the whole amendment.
I think that we're getting too detailed. I had envisioned this keeps more thing, which is as it should be, of course. But it seems to me that what I had originally supported was that we lay out the basic elements. In other words, there's an advisory committee, and I would like advisory added to this because we have issues at K that are distinct from other station areas. Even though committees by their nature are advisory, but that doesn't seem to be the interpretation here. So anyway, advisory committees. And anything that gets into the final, I mean, I think it's fine if the I think the process can be determined to a certain degree by the committee, but the outcome is the first and final steps. In other words, I do think there should be a timeline. I think I had said before, maybe I didn't, maybe I just thought it, was that they shouldn't be able to leave it open-ended, like, let's say, until filled, right? I think that there should be, if a committee is formed, that certainly at 6 months, top, the LSB should be able to either reaffirm the composition of that committee or reconstitute a committee. It shouldn't be that open-ended. Whatever resumes you've received during that time period are going to be stale. Certainly, really, at a three-month point, it's going to be stale. So that's one issue. This issue of the vote, obviously, the ultimate vote needs to be from the full LSB. So the committee should do its work, keeping the LSB in the loop at all times. The LSB should, whether...
Lydia,
I'm hearing
I don't
a terrible
you.
Echo or something.
She's echoing. And the other thing is, I think you're going on to the other items. We're dealing with just, remember, there were 10 items. We're in number one. So I thought you were speaking to the amendment where it says the membership of the committee. That's what we're talking about now. Are you objecting to?
No, but the amendment had processes that will come toward the end that said the LSB members may attend but may not vote, blah, blah, blah. That one, right? Isn't that the amendment? Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's the last one. You want me to reread it for you?
Well, I'm just going to make a general statement because there's nowhere that I'm near a computer and there were too many moving parts to this. So my general statement is that that as I see these amendments coming in, they're getting too specific. And I think that there should be some broader strokes. I'm giving you an overview from all the parts. I'm not giving you specific language for each of the moving parts because I'm not on a computer. What I'm saying is, and I have clearly poorly communicated this in the past, is that there should be a clear delineation of what that committee does, its reporting authority to the LSB, and then, you know, so basically they report back to the LSB, but what else is still, I think, missing is the portion where the GM should be able to go back to the LSB and ask to see the other resumes to make sure there's no someone they might want to pull, and then simply ask the LSB, is there some reason this person couldn't be included? That kind of thing. So just like the broad strokes, but some of the stuff is getting too detailed. The amendment that I saw was beyond. So that's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Is there any objection to? We're just going to vote these as we did vote them up and down. And the language that we're voting on is, and may also include non-LSB listener and staff members. So I guess Lydia is objecting to that. Arlene,
is this a part of the main motion or a part of the amendment? Again, I'm hard to focus. Go ahead.
This is the amendment to number one.
Okay, do you mind reading it again?
No, I don't. They also include non-LSB listener and staff members. So that's,
is it may or shall?
May.
Okay.
And they also I didn't
that's
hear
fine.
Any other objection. So we'll just take this to a vote. Teresa, can you call the vote, please?
Well, I don't know. I want to ask, is Lydia, are you still objecting?
No, that one's fine. That wasn't the amendment I was referring to, so I apologize. Go ahead.
She can vote this up or down. Can we post these things?
Yeah, I said yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that one passes without objection, right?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. All righty. The next one is on in number four, which is on the cover sheet, Teresa, that you were reading. Okay. Does everybody have that?
No.
Okay.
Everybody, I don't have anything. I'm outside walking.
Everybody except Lydia. What we approved was, there shall be two sets of final interviews, one by any interested paid and unpaid staff, and in parentheses is preferably during an evening or weekend to accommodate unpaid staff with day jobs. And the language to be added here, I don't want to say it's Carolyn, it's not Carolyn, but somebody talked about this. It says, and the language that that I came up with is, in which only staff may participate, although any committee or LSB members may observe/audit. That's the part. Marcel, since you just you were just engaged in a recent one, I think Kay also. Did you allow LSB members to observe or audit, Marcel?
The interview itself? No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the one I didn't like. I don't think it's for us to say when people meet. I understand the good intention here. Again, way too specific. I think LSB members, you know, we have this policy at the PMB that they can attend any interviews. How those interviews are conducted, I don't know. I don't know. I will probably abstain on this. I will object to that part for sure. And I think I'll abstain too, because I don't think we should be dictating how many interviews of everything and which ones have to be done by whom. The LSV is the one that's charged with this, just making the recommendations. It's too global for me.
Well, the language that was already approved, that language...
I know.
During
I know.
An evening...
But regardless of whether I even...
Lydia, just one second.
...in the past.
That was already approved by the committee. The new language is what... if you're objecting to the new language, I'd like to hear from other people. Are you... How do you guys feel about that language?
But what I'm trying to clarify is that because every Friday I'm always either working or walking, because I walk to the post office and I built the, you know, my work. But anyway, the point is I may have missed that, so if the original language is too global for me, I would object to that as well. Not a big deal, but I'm just saying. Okay.
So is there any other objection to in which only staff may participate, although any committee or LSB members may observe/audit? Does anybody object to that? Does anybody else object to it, I should say? Okay. Go ahead.
I'm having a little difficulty. For some reason, I was able to open it up before. Now I can't. Oh, I wanted to look at paragraph 4 before the changes. Because I see...
Sometimes, Teresa, if you click right on the little letter symbol, it allows you to open when it didn't allow you to open if you click on the broader thing.
All right, let me try that. On the little letter symbol. You mean on the...
Or, the little envelope over at the left.
Yeah. Good try, Arlene. You're trying, but for some reason...
It didn't work. It works for me sometimes when I can't open it after I've opened it once.
I don't know why that happened.
Okay. Do you want to let's see. I don't know what email you're using. Do you want to try it again, Teresa?
I'm trying it right. I'm trying it again now.
Okay. While Teresa is doing that, the
okay, got it open. Okay. And this is in paragraph 4, search committees. All right. I want to compare these here, so I'm going to move it to the side.
Okay. But while you're doing that, the rest of it, because Lydia is walking, the other one part is what it read, how it read before was the other by the committee. I added that, see, it's easy if you're looking at it. The other interview will be by the committee, which, like any part of the process, all LSB members may attend to observe/audit, which would be consistent with that other amendment.
Okay. Let me go back to /audit. Let's see.
We're still on number 4.
We're on number 4. I'd like to read number 4, and you tell me where this is going.
What do you mean, tell you where it's going?
Well, we're talking...
Where is the amendment going?
Okay, you're saying below it is suggested language for paragraph number 4. The changes are bolded. Now, I'm looking at paragraph number 4. It says, search committee shall create a timeline for its work, comma, including meetings, rankings, interviews, and reports at each LSB meeting. There shall be two sets.
Four.
Okay. There shall be two sets of final interviews.
Okay.
One by...
All right.
Okay, and then you put a period there in your change. There should be two sets of final interviews. You shouldn't put a period there. There's a dash. One by any interested paid and unpaid staff, and then in parentheses, preferably during an evening or weekend to accommodate unpaid staff with day jobs. And then you want to add, in which only staff may participate, comma, although any committee or LSB members may observe the audit.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, then you want to put a period there, and then you say the other interview will be by the committee, comma, which, like any part of the process, comma, all LSB's members may attend to observe the audit, period. The other timeline shall include a meeting at which the committee shall receive training from the National Office on Laws and Rules Concerning the Hiring Process. Okay, now I get it. Okay, so now I would like to ask Lydia one more time. Lydia, what problem do you have with this?
Well, I don't necessarily think from the original language that I clearly missed the first time that we have to mandate essentially two interviews, but that's, I'm not as opposed to that as I am to to the specificity of, like, when that only the staff can be there for the interview, and then, you know, it should be on the weekend and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
It's too specific.
Okay.
Well,
how would you broaden the language?
I would delete the, I would not include the amendment. And if the committee feels strongly about mandating staff interviews, that's fine. I know that most people are more global than I am, but so that's okay. But every station is somewhat different. I think we have to have, the purpose of this was to have some basic uniformity that brings us into compliance with HR norms. This goes beyond that. And the uniqueness of each station and each station's circumstance at any given moment will determine some of what goes on in the committee. My main thing is a committee is formed. It's advisory unless the LSB decides otherwise. And there have to be reports. And, again, I think it can't go on forever. And those are, you know, some of the broad strokes. And some, you know, equitable participation, et cetera. So overall, I like, you know, the motion, but it just goes too far.
Okay, well, let me ask this.
So definitely I vote against the amendment.
Okay. Well, how about my suggestion is we say, search committee shall create a timeline for its work, including meetings, rankings, interviews, and reports at each LSB meeting, period. All LSB members may attend to observe / audit any interviews, period. The timeline shall include a meeting at which the committee shall receive training from the National Office on Laws and Rules Concerning the Hiring Process, period. So this does not, so my proposal does not mention that you're going to have interviews that are separate. In fact, I think people may complain if you have two interviews, there may be people saying, you know, why am I not invited to that interview? So I guess my question is, why is it necessary to have two interviews? And I guess I'd like to hear Marcel weigh in on that too from her personnel experience.
Well, let me just clarify. I guess if Marcel, do you want to speak? But I just like
I understand as a weigh-in, but I think the basis of the question is to you, Nia.
Okay. Thanks for showing that respect, Marcel. What it says here is preferably during an evening or weekend. What has happened is, because remember, this is a process for the entire foundation, and what happened in some places, some stations, was people were having interviews during hours where not everyone could see the candidate, and that's why this was put in here. So it says, this is why it says preferably. So if a signal ear prefers not to do that, then a signal ear doesn't have to do that. But I think this way, because what happens around here, as we all know, this is Pacifica, that some people will do things one way. They say, oh, that's the way we did it, and why is it being done? I know it's a little detail, but I think It's a necessary detail to have. That's why it says preferably. If you prefer not to do it, then you don't do it.
This is Arlene.
Go ahead, Arlene.
You know, I think that we need to leave some room for flexibility. For instance, when we were doing GM interviews at KPFA, they were scheduled not only, you know, with the LSB, but I scheduled them twice during the day for staff that really couldn't easily come at night, and during the evening for people that couldn't come during the day. And, you know, some stations might want to do that. They might have three interviews, you know, two for staff and one for the, you know, committee or LSB or whatever. I think there is some room there to leave some room for flexibility.
So, Arlene, I'm sorry, I forgot my train of thought here. So are you saying, Arlene, that we shouldn't have a number of interviews in here?
Maybe, although I'm not sure it's necessary, but it might also say, you know, at least two or something, because the staff situation with the way our stations work with the number of, you know, volunteers and so forth, it might be a two-pronged process.
Okay. So that's why there are two. But I forgot to answer the other question. You say why staff wanted to meet with the candidate, because that's who the staff is going to be working with. So I think it would be nice for them to just have an interaction with them. I mean, that's what I think the intent of whosoever raised this was.
You know, can I add one more thing, Nia?
Yeah.
On the other side of the coin, how many times do you really get to participate? You know, a meet and greet is one thing, an interview, a straight interview with them is another thing. If they're going to be your supervisor, not every station may wish to do that way, and I could understand that.
Okay. That's why the word may is here in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
To accommodate all those variables and what has happened in the past from my being around here for quite some time. That's why there's me. You don't have to do it. So it's best to say that you
No, it says there shall be two sets of interviews, one by any interested paid and unpaid staff. It's not may. It says shall.
It says shall.
It says
so
here,
you want to change that to may?
Yeah. Like any part of the process, all LSB members may attend to observe. I thought you were talking about the LSB members.
No, I wasn't talking about LSB members. LSB members are responsible for evaluating this person and for recommending them for hire. The staff is not responsible for that. And
so
there aren't many jobs that I've been in where I've been invited to interview the person or people that might be my supervisor.
Okay. So the language that you're talking about, Arlene, is read exactly which language you're considering that you think that we should consider changing.
Well, I'm concerned about the fact that there has to be an interview with interested paid and unpaid staff. You know, I favor a meet and greet with staff, perhaps, but staff does not have a say and shouldn't have a say in who is hired. That's the LSB in conjunction with then the GM.
Well,
at KPFA we have the on the personnel committee we do have unpaid, you know, staff represented
right
on the committee along with paid representation.
And sometimes that's a problem.
At WPFW,
yeah,
we don't
but
have...
Except that it works well with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
At KPFA.
I think there should be some room for station flexibility.
Yeah, at
I guess I'm just accustomed to it being done that way here at WBAI for all those years. So,
mm-hmm.
Marcel, were you trying to say something?
Yeah, I was just trying to say at W that we don't, we generally don't have unpaid staff unless they come through as an LSB member on our search committee.
Yeah.
We don't
right.
have that.
That's
at all.
What we have.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just so we
so if they're a member of the LSB and they're one of the programmer reps, and they may serve on the MASS committee, but we don't pull from the larger pool.
Yeah, that's what we have to. We don't pull from them normally.
Okay. So could someone the folks that are objecting, can you say what language you would like to have there, or just strike the whole amendment altogether?
Well, if we don't amend it, then you should
we'll just
probably
leave it the way it was.
Then if you don't amend it, you should probably read it so people can hear what we're agreeing to.
So there's a motion to strike it? To strike all?
No, I think read it before it's struck, Nia.
I
think Teresa was saying please read it out loud before we decide.
Okay. There shall be two sets of final interviews. There shall be two sets of final interviews, one by any interested paid and unpaid staff, preferably during an evening or weekend to accommodate unpaid staff with day jobs. The other by the committee, I have to exclude the bolded, the other by the committee. The timeline shall include a meeting at which the committee shall receive training from the National Office on laws and rules concerning the hiring process.
I'm a little bit confused. It seems if we don't go with the amendment, then we go with the item. Then we go with paragraph 4 as it appears in the attachment, which includes a sentence that starts, search committee shall create a timeline for its work, including meeting rankings, interviews, and reports to each LSB meeting, period.
Right.
And then?
There shall be two sets of final interviews, mm-hmm. one by any interested paid and unpaid staff member, in parentheses, preferably during an evening or weekend, to accommodate unpaid staff with day jobs, comma, the other by the committee, which LSB members who are not on the committee may attend, but in which they may not participate. The timeline shall include, and then that's the rest of the language, shall include a meeting at which the committee shall receive training from the National Office on laws and rules concerning hiring process.
I know I don't have a vote, but that's where I have a problem, Nia, is with that middle sentence. I think it's dictating to every station exactly how they have to do the interviewing, and I think that to some degree, that would be better left to the stations to determine.
The middle sentence, which
there,
is...
Beginning with, there shall be.
Okay. Do the committee members...
I would strike that whole sentence.
Okay. Do the committee members agree with that?
Well, that
I agree.
That is kind of what I suggested before, that you say... Search committee shall create a timeline for its work, including meetings, rankings, interviews, and reports at each LSB meeting. LSB members may attend or observe slash may attend to observe slash audit any interviews. Period. And then you go down to the last sentence. The timeline shall include. So it doesn't dictate.
Problem with that being in there, Teresa. I could, with or
okay.
without the sentence that you had in the middle there.
But now, see what happened. This language was approved before. So we're going back on this now.
Well, you were amending it anyway, so I think it's making changes or a final draft at this point would be my thought. But as I say, I don't have a vote. I'm just expressing my opinion since I was invited to attend.
Okay. But I hear folks are agreeing with you. So is that the consensus here, is to strike where it says there shall be two sets of interviews?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
If we don't if we don't specify that we have two sets of interviews and who's entitled to attend them, will we have complaints if
yes,
one of those interviews is not included? Will people say it's critical that we be involved in this process for interviews?
I know at WBAI you will.
No matter what we do.
Who said we'll do?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I was just going to say, if we change this, we should, just for the sake of propriety. It hasn't been passed at the PNB, so there's no problem in our changing it, but it was noticed. So I think we should rescind whatever language we're changing and then vote the new language. And as far as what people are going to come up with, that's what I think the... Since this is charged to what is already a committee, which is the LSB, then again, there needs to be just some flexibility there. And so I say we do change it and take out. I agree with Arlene of taking that language out.
I have a question. Like I said, I know these folks at WBAI. I've lived with them for 30 years. How about if we say... there may be two sets of final interviews. Would that work rather than shall, Arlene? Well, you corrected me earlier.
If you don't put in all of these listings of who and what, I think it's gotten so complicated, and I think that, you know, while that may be the best solution for WBAI, that may not be the best solution for some other station. You know, we have to talk about all five stations.
Okay.
But you're saying may as opposed to shall, you know.
I'm saying, yeah. There
so
may
that's
be...
fine. I don't care if it says there may be two sets of final interviews, but I'd put a period there. I wouldn't say exactly what they are. Yeah.
But you do want to mention that LSB members... Never mind.
Yeah.
I think I understand I hope, Teresa, I understand you were thinking LSB members should be included in the process, but there's no way they can't be included.
Yeah.
My question is, how much direction do these people need? Do they need the structure, or are they going to be constantly reinventing the wheel and come up with... processes that are very complicated or cause problems if we don't give them the direction?
I think you're correct on this one, Teresa. If they don't, then I think it's going to be complicated and it's going to be... So what I'm suggesting is people would... This is a happy compromise where it says, let's see, there may be two sets of final interviews, one by any interested... I think we have to have some acknowledgement of the staff, you know, who has to work with this person closely. So if we say there may be two sets of final interviews, one by any interested paid and unpaid staff, so we're leaving it up to them, and the other by the committee. How about that?
Well, this is Lydia.
Then strike all the other language.
This is Lydia. Hello?
Go ahead, Lydia. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So, but to what Arlene said, that there may be, I don't know why we're specifying two final interviews. I mean, that seems, I just don't know why we're doing that, because to what Arlene, at different points in time in Pacifica, I remember when we interviewed a GM shortly after the lawsuits back in the day, right? We conducted 12 interviews of the same person. 12, which was really excessive, right? But
well, that doesn't stop you from having it now.
No, but the circumstances, because the circumstances, it's a very unique situation. The circumstances happen that the chair of the LSB and, you know, some of the officers couldn't make it when we set up an appointment for the full LSB to interview the person.
We also had a public meeting where everybody wanted to interview the, you know, they were able to be asked questions from the audience. The staff wanted to meet with them. So, you know, it just kind of kept multiplying. Issues would come up in one interview that would then say, well, let's re-interview the person. So I just wouldn't put a number, for one thing.
Okay, folks. So let's we discuss this. So what I'm going to try to see if I can remember how we're going to vote on this now. No one likes my amendment where it said there may be two. You're saying you don't want a number. So it sounds like what we're going to vote on.
But again, that's just my personal opinion. It's not necessarily that of the committee's.
Okay.
I like the number as long as you have the may in front of it. At least it sets a precedent that we should at least have two interviews, if nothing else, you know.
Okay.
And
so
if you go to 12 interviews,
now?
You can have it.
It doesn't even require it with two. And, you know, not long ago when I was doing interviews at so many stations for GM, one station absolutely fought with me over the fact that I wanted a public interview, public in the sense that LSB and staff were invited to come and meet the person and not really do an interview but ask questions. One station was wrong, and they didn't want me to do it.
Okay.
Wow.
Right.
They finally backed down because I felt very strongly that I should do it.
Okay. So that's why, Arlene, I think it's important to say that there may be two sets.
Yeah,
but you had acceded
yeah,
to that.
I can live with it. It's cumbersome.
No, I can live with that.
Details, but I can live with it.
Okay. So I'm going to read the final amendment, which the last amendment, I should say, which is, search committee shall create a timeline for its work, including meetings, rankings, interviews, and reports at each LSB meeting.
That didn't happen with the GM search.
What did you say, Arlene?
I had a lot of trouble getting information from stations on their GM search.
Okay. There's accommodation here where the stuff goes to the national office. That language was not amended.
No, because this is the PD. But yeah. For the GM, that same information applies.
Okay.
To getting it to the national office. And this is good.
So let me start over so people will hear this seamlessly. Search committee shall create a timeline for its work, including meetings, rankings, interviews, and reports at each LSB meeting. There may here on my little notepad here so I don't forget, may be two sets of final interviews, one by any interested paid unpaid staff, the other by the committee, period. And then the last sentence states, the timeline should include a meeting at which the committee shall receive training from the national office on laws and rules concerning the hiring process. And my eyes are beginning to fail me now. So is there any objection to that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I hate to say this, but I want to ask again what that shall say. Correct me if I'm wrong then. After that first sentence, you say there may be
two sets of final interviews, hyphen, one by any interested paid and unpaid staff, comma, the other by the committee, period.
Okay.
Okay, and then the last sentence stays. Okay, is there any objection to that?
Yeah, I'm still uncomfortable with it, but the majority, there are enough votes to pass this.
Okay. Call the roll, please, Pastor.
What?
Could you call the roll?
I already expressed it. I don't want to repeat again. I just don't think the number is necessary.
Teresa?
Okay. Teresa says yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I need a piece of paper to write on. Teresa says yes. Nia?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia?
I abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Thank you. Afia's not here. Marcel?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea?
Yes.
And Arlene?
I don't think I vote.
She is
Arlene
doesn't
vote. Committee.
I'm sorry. So that's four yes and one abstain.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. The next, thank you. The next one is in, what number is that? Oh, the next one is the one that Arlene wanted me to add, which that one should be a slam dunk. There shouldn't be anything here. Arlene wanted me to add number 11. So if we go to the last page, I'm saying page because I printed it large so that I can have it to read it. And what it says is, as per Article 7, Section 3E of the Pacifica Bylaws, the general manager should make the final decision regarding which individual from the pool shall be offered the position, period. Said decision shall be made and reported to the LSB within a month of receipt of the LSB's recommendations. Is there any objection to that language? Or earlier, Lydia had some... Lydia, I didn't make... I don't want to misquote you, but was this... Where did you want to add something about it going back to the pool? Lydia?
I had to get off again because I'm still working. Okay, I'm sorry. So which number is this?
I think maybe you're referring to number 10. But, okay, since I...
Well, I don't care where you put it. My ongoing for years issue is that I think that the person who does the hiring, in this case it's the GM, when it's the GM hire, should be the ED, should have the option of looking at all of the resumes, and if they see someone that looks interesting, they should be able to go back to the LSD and say, this looked interesting. Is there some reason that this, you know, is there any way that you can consider including this so that this person can be interviewed, that kind of a thing, however you want to word it. No, I'm not going to give you wording, but you know what, take the idea.
Okay, I'm trying to, where did we, oh, shoot.
It doesn't take the decision-making away from the LSB. It's just that, to be perfectly honest, because the LSB, when we run for the LSB, there is no resume required, so there is no, you know, expertise in any particular area that is required. So we're all just well-meaning listeners on these committees. But when we hire our management team, they do have to produce the resume, and they do have to establish that they have some expertise in hiring and management of staff and so forth. And so there is, you know, there is something either through experience or aptitude that enables them to go through resumes and see something that a lay committee may or may not pick up on. That's just my thing. And again, the LSB could still turn them down. That's the prerogative of the LSB. But there should at least be enough openness. In fact, the full LSB should be able to see all those resumes as well, for the same reason, because of the hyper-partisanship on our board.
Okay. I need to have language here. If there's no language that satisfies what you need, and if you, I know you said are you driving now? Or are you on your way home?
No, I'm back at the office, but I'm on a deadline on a project, so I can't stop.
Okay. So maybe what
I'm
we
only
do,
in and out of this call.
Is maybe at the in-person meeting, Lydia? Do you want to have language ready by then?
That's fine, and I'd like to hear what Arlene has to say on
what I just said. See, it's just...
I said I don't have any problem with that. I think it's actually a pretty good idea.
Can you assist me, Lydia? I mean, sorry. Can you assist me, Nia? I was wrapping up what I just did. Are we talking about article number 11?
Yeah. Well, I sort of confused people. Let me go back to 11. I think we should be able to just vote on that pretty quickly. Do I need to reread it?
It would be
reminded me to
the part of number 11.
Okay.
I think.
Which is, as per Article 7, Section 3E of the Pacifica Bylaws, the general manager shall make the final decision regarding which individual from the pool shall be offered the position. The last sentence that Arlene is saying that she did not ask me about, which is true, says, said decision shall be made and reported to the LSB within a month of receipt of the LSB's recommendations. I think 30 days is a long time for someone
That's
to interview
okay.
them.
That,
and
well, remember, they may have five people to interview, so it could take 30 days, but that's, I think 30 days is reasonable. But then I think Lydia's sentence would follow that and be a part of number 11.
Okay. Can you give me the language, Arlene, for that final sentence?
Please? Are you on the phone, Lydia?
Listen to see if this
satisfies you. If the GM does not feel any candidate in the pool is acceptable, he or she may ask to review.
Slower. If the GM does not feel, go ahead, right? Go ahead.
Any candidate in the pool is acceptable. He/she may ask to see the rest or the whatever of the rest of the resumes. And if the GM sees a resume that he or she feels would be worth an interview, ask the committee to include this person or ask the committee to why this person wasn't included, something to that effect.
Okay.
Excuse me, Nia. I'm sorry.
Yes, Marcel.
Okay. I have a question specifically for Andrea because I know she's currently working in personnel. Andrea.
Yes.
I just want to find out in California now because it's a long time since I've worked there. When you do government hires or state hires, the manager always has access to all the qualified applicants, all the QA pool. Is that correct? Not just the final submissions?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right,
So I've always been confused by the fact that we whittle it down to 3 to 5 applicants or 7, however we do, and then the GM doesn't have the right to go back to the entire QA pool.
Yeah, I have problems with that, you know. There's a cost factor for us. That's why we whittle it down and offer up, you know, anywhere from we can call in and say, give me a base of the top 10 or the top 5. And then we set up the interviews based on that. And of course, then that's when the GM participates, or whoever, or the director participates in the interviewing of the top that he or she may ask to interview.
Okay, I just wanted to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here now. Okay.
I have a question.
But
to go to the bottom of the pool. I mean, that's almost a slap in the face of a committee that has worked excessively long on trying to come up with, a list of top 5 or top 3 or whatever.
Well, I think the reason I'm asking is because that I have served on a mass committee recently, and it was so political and contentious that our pool was tried. They tried to bring our pool down to a single person, and we wound up with to two people, and I thought at that point that the GM had the right to go back to the full QA pool. But this language kind of stopped us, so I wanted to make sure that that's open.
Maybe you're right, Marcella and Andrea.
Yeah.
To take qualified applicants in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the entire pool, it's the QA pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thanks. That's a good one, Arlene.
Yeah. So I think perhaps somehow we can weave that language in there. And that's a good idea that Lydia has, but just because of what I've seen, and I had never seen that prior to this hiring process in the last year at my own station.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. As I said to you guys before, that I have to pick up my daughter from the airport. It's now 9:43, and we need to go into executive session. So I have a question.